Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury. Now, here's Justin.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Welcome back to Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed. It has thrilled me so that you have joined me here this afternoon. We're studying one of my favorite sermons I've ever written, one of my favorite topics to study in the Word of God. If you love me. A wonderful phrase we find repeated over and over and over again within God's Word of Scripture. Last week, when we began this study, we talked about how the word love is found some 442 times within Scripture, and we talked about our first main passage was from Exodus 20 and verse 6, where God says, basically, if you love me and keep my commandments, he says, I will show you mercy. And now we're looking in John 14, there in verse 15, where Jesus Christ says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I said this passage is a lesson in Greek, and we began looking at the Greek, the word if. How if here in this passage is E-A-N. That's how you write it out in Greek. It's E-N is how you'd basically pronounce it to the best of my ability. And it means since, because of, or it is true, therefore I will do it. So Jesus Christ says, it's true, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And we were talking about love, and that's the word for agape. That means the charity kind of love. And now we need to look at the word keep, because Jesus Christ says, if you love me, you'll do what? You will keep my commandments. Now keep in the Greek is the word tereo, T-E-R-E-O. Almost looks like stereo, but it's tereo. It means literally to guard from loss or injury. It also means a military line or a type of a military apparatus. In other words, when we are keeping God's commands, we are guarding them from being lost. We are doing them, doing everything that we can to keep them and not letting a single one of them slip. Now, friends, we do not have a choice which of God's commands we want to keep. It's not a cafeteria style of religion where you get to pick, well, I would like to do this one, or I don't really like that one. I'm going to pass on. No, friends, that's not how the Bible says. Join with me in Matthew chapter 7. Verses 21 through 23, where Christ is beginning to conclude the Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus Christ says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. For many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have we not cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Friends, Jesus Christ says there's going to be many on that last day are going to say, Lord, I thought I was doing good. I was casting out demons, and I was prophesying, and I was giving to the poor, and I was helping, and I was this and that. And Christ says, if you're not doing it under my authority, he says, then you've missed the boat, more or less. Faithful people of God, watch this. Faithful people of God have always been command keepers. They've always been people that have kept God's commands. Now, God's commands are not grievous. We've already discussed that. But sometimes they're easier to hold on to than others. It depends on who's around us and the situations we're in. But regardless, friends, we must keep God's word at all cost. Well, let's move on to our third point now. As we're studying, if you love me, a phrase that's found frequently in the Bible, we've looked at point number one was Exodus chapter 20, there in verse number 6. Point number two is John 14 and verse 15. Now join with me in John chapter 21, verses 15 through 18. John 21, starting in verse 15, and we'll go down through verse 18, and sometimes I can't read this passage without getting choked up, so if I do, just please bear with me. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, let me set this, or after Jesus Christ has defeated death, rose again from the grave. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And Peter said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And Christ said to Peter, feed my lambs. And he said unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my sheep. And he said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved, because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Then feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and others shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. What's happened? Friends, these events occur after the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The saddest day in humanity followed 3 days later by the happiest day in the history of the world. It's important to note that before Jesus Christ was tried, Peter, who we often kind of make fun of, or we say Peter always puts his foot in his mouth, Peter said, Lord, I'm never going to deny you. We find this starting in Matthew 26, starting in verse 31. Then said Jesus unto them, his disciples, All ye shall be offended of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep because of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before thee unto Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men should be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this night before the crow thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all of Christ's disciples. Christ has just instituted the Lord's Supper. He says, Boy, if I were writing it, he says, Boys, let me tell you what's going to happen. He says, You're all going to be offended because of me this night. You're all going to scatter away. And Peter says, Lord, I would rather die with you. And even if I did, he says, I'm not going anywhere. Well, I hope you're not going anywhere, because we need to take about a 24-second break here on this program. I want to tell you about, or I want to have it told to you where I preach. We'd love to have you come visit us here at the Wood Church of Christ. On the other side of this break, we will pick up our lesson here on If You Love Me, here in John chapter 21, on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word with Justin Reed is sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ. The building is located at 99 Sally Parton Road at the base of Short Mountain, 6 miles off 70 on Short Mountain Road on the left. Join us for Bible study Sunday at 10 a.m., worship at 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m., with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Welcome back to Reading the Word. Thank you so much for sticking around with us. We're studying the topic of If You Love Me, and we're in John 21. We're talking about the events that happened right before Jesus Christ was hung upon the cross and before he died for our sins. And he just instituted the Lord's Supper. And he called his disciples to him and he said, You are all going to be offended because of me this very night. And Peter says, Lord, even if I die with you, I will not be offended. And then Jesus says, Oh, Peter, 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 before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. And that is the most famous rooster in the world, but that's another great lesson for another great day. If you're with me in Matthew 26, drop down to the 69th verse, because while Christ is being tried, the Bible says, Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came in unto him, saying, Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto them that were there, This fellow also was with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath. He said, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, Surely thou art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. Immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the words of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter went out and wept bitterly. Friends, Luke's account of this exact same thing, which I will not read for time's sake, says that at that third denial, Jesus looks up as if it's through a window or some kind of way, and he sees Christ. He sees Peter. It's often been said Peter has a problem with women. I don't know if that's so, but we do see a damsel and then a young maid, and they basically say, I know you're with him because you don't sound like us. You must be a foreigner, so to speak, with that other man, Jesus. And Peter denies him once, twice, three times. And what I find interesting, the Bible says on that third time he began to curse and to swear. He's mad. He is irritated. He's kind of hanging back. And John is hanging back also to a degree, but we're focusing here on Peter. And Peter denies Christ once. He denies Christ a second time. He denies Christ a third time. And then that rooster, who was just doing his God-given job of crowing in the morning, he really cuts Peter there to the heart. But back in John 21, we see that Christ, he is eating with his disciples, and he looks over at Peter, and he says, "Peter, do you love me?" And Peter says, or he says, "Do you love me more than these?" And Peter says, "Yes." And he says, "Feed my lambs." And then he says a second time unto him, "Peter, do you love me more than these?" And Peter says, "Yes, Lord, you know I love thee." And he says, "Feed my sheep." And then he says, "Simon, do you love me?" And Peter was grieved that the Lord had asked him three times, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?" The way it plays out in my mind, maybe it also plays out in your mind, is the first time Christ asked him that, maybe it wasn't so bad. Maybe it clicked with Peter what Christ was going for. Maybe it hadn't all sunk in yet, but regardless, maybe it wasn't as bad. And then Christ asked Peter again, "Do you love me?" And now in my mind, Peter's starting to catch on. And then when Christ asked that third pointed question, "Peter, do you love me?" He's cut to the heart. And I know that because the Bible tells me so. Peter was grieved because of what Christ had said unto him. But do you see the great correlation here? Peter denied Jesus three times. And then what does Jesus do? He point blank asked Peter 1, 2, 3 times, "If you love me, feed my sheep." Peter denied Christ thrice. He is now questioned by Christ three times to prove a point. He says, "If you love me." Well, what was Peter's command? He says, "If you love me, I want you to feed my sheep. I want you to go out and take nourishment to them." Now, we can apply this spiritually for us today. There's a great song in our songbooks called "Lovest Thou Thee, Lovest Thou Me More Than These, Feed My Sheep." And we learn that there are sheep all around, and there are sheep in the church, and there are people outside the church that need to be brought in and obey the gospel. Friends, we learn so much from this. If you love me, according to John 21, we'll do what? We'll feed his sheep. If you love me, according to John 14 and verse 15, what will we do? He says, "You'll keep my commandments." How many of them? All of them. And we learn from Exodus 20 and verse 6, "If you love me and keep my commandments," what's the blessing that you'll get? You will be shown mercy. What are we without mercy, friends? We're nothing. We are absolutely nothing in this world if we do not have the mercy of God. Friends, if we daily love Jesus, and I mean truly love Jesus, then we're going to keep his commandments. We're going to keep all of them. The ones that are fun to do, and the ones that make us quit doing sinful behaviors. The ones that may not be as easy for us to do because, well, we may just enjoy that a little too much. Friends, we must be having a daily life that serves Christ. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. You'll keep all of my commandments. Every single one in the Bible. I hope you have put more time and thought into studying what it means, the phrase, "If you love me." I hope you will enjoy this. If you do want to hear any other lesson in this series, they're all on my website, www.thejustinreedshow.com/readingtheword. That's www.thejustinreedshow.com/readingtheword. We'll be back next week at the same time, beginning a brand new study. Until then, I'll leave you with a passage from number 6. May the good Lord bless you and keep you.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury.